This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Facebook, on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. And you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear the radio show anywhere else, you can hear it on the website. There's a link right at the top of the page. Click on it, and away you go. All righty. Joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you this Wednesday morning.
Yes, sir. Always a great day in the neighborhood when you're on board. So let's say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we had just a wild day yesterday by any stretch of the imagination. And I've got a question for you, because nobody's talking about this, and we're going to start out talking about this. Joe Biden hosted a party for Democrats, a Christmas party, and he made a couple of you know, well, we're going to be back, and the Republicans are going to be surprised. Yeah, right. Sure they are. While he ignored, once again, the Waukesha victims in Wisconsin, I guess the scenario doesn't quite fit the game plan that they need to get involved. Black driver, Black Lives Matter guy, radical beliefs and whatnot, wanting to run down and kill a bunch of white folks.
Yeah, I don't think any of these holiday celebrations held by Democrats looking ahead to 2022, I don't think they can drink enough alcohol to get sincerely excited and believe and have any credibility when the president talks about how they're going to win handily in 2022. That's one. But, yeah, you and I, of course, are not surprised, but we continue to be disappointed. And one of the things I was thinking, and I know these are unrelated. One of them is nature, and one was caused by the evil of man in Waukesha, but the tornado and what's going on in Mayfield and what's going on in Kentucky and the 70-some that have perished.
Yes.
As a result of the tornadoes that occurred there. But I've noticed a trend that the mainstream media and this administration, they play their cards differently in their public affairs announcements depending on who holds office in given states and all that. And I can't help but notice that the coverage and all that in Kentucky is hints much. And the reaction isn't as much because you've got a Democratic Governor Beshears in Kentucky. And then you go up to Wisconsin, the same thing. And I think because it doesn't play into the storyline that they want to have there. And who pays the price? Well, the surviving family members of those in Wisconsin pay the price, and that community pays the price, because they can't get people to pay attention to, and therefore they can't get the American people to pay attention because it doesn't get the attention that it needs to get, and it's inexplicable. If it had been reversed in terms of the conditions about who committed the crime there and who were the victims there, you and I both know that it would have played out entirely differently. And I unfortunately, politics enters into and avoids us from doing the right thing once again.
Well, that's very true, what you're saying, and it's very unfortunate. Now, let's take a look at something else that happened here. Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff and former congressman, by the way, he is the first former congressman in history to be referred on a issue, if you will, contempt charge to the Department of Justice for a criminal referral. He's the first one.
It's like every day our headlines in politics and government have a new irony. And, of course, that is an irony, especially when you talk about somebody who was respected, although very extraordinarily outspoken while he was in Congress. And then, in my mind, I think respected and deserved of respect when he was serving as chief of staff. I mean, he did a fabulous job at a very difficult time in the Trump administration, and I think deserved respect for that. And I think I agree with the comment I heard last night. If there's anybody at all involved in this game with this look at what happened on January 6th that is deserving and would probably have a case for paying the card of executive privilege, the chief of staff, the guy whose job is to be able to speak in the ear of the president and to hold him and to advise him accordingly and to be able to speak frankly with others, I think that would do that. So I don't know. We'll wait and see whether this plays out as a travesty, but we'll see what comes out of that. But it's amazing that a guy like Meadows, who I personally respect and I think did a great job, but so we'll see how it plays out. But it should be surprised, but it is what
it
is.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Colonel Kevin Wright. And by the way, check out the Republican Liberty Caucus of Manatee County, Republican Liberty Caucus. I'm sure you'll like what you're going to see there.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff. And that's Jeff and Sarasota. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And you know, it's still amazing to me how they get customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast. And I mean all the way to upstate New York, Vermont, and Massachusetts, as well as Canada, by the way, and all the way up into the upper Midwest and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me say that right. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, whatever it takes, they want to be the best auto dealer in the country. That has something to do with what's going on. But it also has to do with the fact that they don't want to be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, that starts with Moss Care. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring and free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, they've got a big selection of vehicles at their dealerships. Stop by, see what they have. Not only new, but also off-lease and pre-owned vehicles in good condition. And by the way, if you've got a trade-in that's in good condition, you might want to think about trading up or selling it, because right now that trade-in is worth 25 to 30% more than it was 6 months ago. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, they've got locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and a brand new dealership going up on State Route 50 in Brooksville. It should be open in about a month and a half or so. Now, you can check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be back with you, always.
Another great day in the neighborhood.
Always.
All right. Now, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied the Biden's administration's appeal of a judge's order that required the restart of the Remain in Mexico policy. And the ruling that they gave and the orders that they gave to the Biden administration were straight, direct, and to the point.
Yeah, they were. And that's the second time that a judge has been, and that's unusual for them to be that forthright and with an administration like that on that. So you think that the message would be received? I doubt it, because Democrats in this administration, unlike they have on so many things, is overplaying that card. And here's the refusal to do the right thing. What I think that any rational human being would see is having been a good thing. It was working. And then we can see with our own eyes that the failure to abide by that has led to nothing but catastrophe and more to come. Oh, but wait a minute. We've got Vice President Kamala Harris on watch on the border, so we need not worry, right?
Oh, yeah. We just need to worry about her with the electric cars now. She might get electrocuted for holding the cord too long.
Her handlers couldn't yell loud enough off the thing to say, don't do that. But, of course, I don't think she's got good handlers because they're not advising her very well either.
No. No. Now, we had a false report on, it wasn't a false report, but it was Joe Biden said something again this week. So WRAL Television in Raleigh, North Carolina, did an expose on this, on Joe Biden's absurd lie, and it is a lie, that he used to drive a tractor trailer. Well, they did some research, and they actually found out the closest thing they had to Biden even being in a tractor trailer was when he hitched a ride from Syracuse, New York to Delaware, riding in a tractor trailer in 1973 when he was finishing up law school at Syracuse University.
That's interesting. So I guess that confirms his story, huh?
Well, it confirms the fact he was in a truck. He wasn't driving it.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy, of course. Now, of course, I was being flippant. And we knew as soon as that came out of his mouth, and that's why it was checked out by those watchdogs of the truth, because it didn't sound right. And most of the time, if something doesn't sound right or if it's totally out of character, or if you are, as this administration and Joe Biden has done, you have a history of saying things that don't sound right and they prove to be not right, then you get checked out. Not by many, but by enough that slowly but surely those who pay attention can discover the truth.
Now, there's a couple of military stories I want to run by you. First of all, the Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to submit to a Biden's COVID vaccine mandate, making them what officials believe are the first service members to be removed for disobeying the order to get the shots. Now, they're going to get a general discharge, not an honorable discharge, and that's a little bit of a technicality, but at least it's not going to say a really bad thing about what they did, right?
Well, yeah, and I think this is going to the point I made to where they've overplayed their cards. They've overplayed their cards earlier on the Russia hoax business. The COVID response has been overplayed, and so now they got to live with that. And, of course, between like the National Guard issues with that, but, yeah, the Air Force discharging, they won't be the first. There will be other services that will do the same, and it will be along the same lines. Of course, ultimately, they all serve under the same bosses, and that will play out. And there's they've waited and they've delayed this because because the numbers of those in the service that have actually refused to get COVID vaccine is pretty dang small in all the services. Most of them have just soldiered on and gotten the vaccine, but there's a few, and those are the ones that will get some attention that have said not. But some of those will get attention, so the story's not over. It'll play out, but it'll do that. But I'm like you. At least they didn't overplay to the point where they said, heck no, we're not going to at least give you a general discharge. We want you to be punished so that we can make an example of you. So more to see, more to follow.
Now, going back to Afghanistan, when Biden rushed everybody out and was making a big deal about the 100,000-plus people we got out, and he says, oh, we got all our people out. But we, in fact, did not get out 18,000 private contractors over there working for American companies or interests. We still got people there, don't we, Colonel?
Oh, we do, and a couple hundred American citizens as well, and some of those that, in my view, have earned the right to become American citizens, more so than many of those that were not vetted, that are in the United States or on the verge of becoming the United States. So, yeah, they overplayed that. And I tell you what, there are right here in our area, in Tampa and all that, there's a former Special Service Forces officers that worked with these Afghanistans and just were heartbroken at what, over what occurred. Mm-hmm. And they did not feel like it was their right to do that. So they mounted a campaign, Operation Rescue, and they are actually getting it done. They have successfully worked with other special forces operating there and outside of the government, and they have secured the freedom of many there. But the sad part is that many of them, and they're the only ones to be able to report on this, many of those that they worked with, they know, were in some cases very brutally murdered and killed as an example by the Taliban and others in Afghanistan. So that's unfolding. That's a sad story. There's no getting around it. But absolutely, there are many more there that we owe our support to, and the underreported number of American citizens are wearing. You can play over and over the times where the president said, no, we're not going to allow this to happen. Mm-hmm. We're going to stand by them. And, of course, that didn't occur.
By the way, I think they called that the Pineapple Express.
Exactly. Bingo. That's precisely what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for good reason. I like that term. Yeah.
Yeah, I know somebody that was helping with, let's see. Let's put it this way. Maps and logistics and that sort of stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, and thank God for folks who step for that, and they work outside of any kind of resources and support from either the government or from those that could help right that, and they are able to muster support for that. So every folk that we can save, whose life we can save, America's citizen, and those to whom we owe a debt of gratitude for having put their lives on the line on our behalf as Afghanis.
Yeah, exactly, because we got a lot of people out back in Vietnam. A lot of people remember what happened in 1975. And then, of course, you had the boat people come out after we got the people out, for the most part, out of the embassy, and a whole bunch of people that couldn't get out. And we all know what happened to the people that got left behind that couldn't get out. They were lined up and shot and thrown in the trench. All right.
That's right.
Can you stick around for another segment?
All right, Captain, I'd be happy to.
All right, hang on. All right, folks, we'll be right back with the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we're going to talk a little politics again. We're going to talk about the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and tell you about what it is they do, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted in favor of a resolution to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for not testifying to the mostly partisan January 6th Commission. Out of 430 votes, the measure cleared the House by 14 votes, amplifying the partisan view from lawmakers. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on the House floor.
Democrats prevent Republicans from serving on the Select Committee. Democrats kick Republicans off standing committees. Democrats try to make D.C. a state. Democrats try to end the filibuster. They try to pack the court. They do secret impeachment hearings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol. And they just said a naval veteran is afraid of the truth. And now today, they are destroying executive privilege.
Congress passed a measure raising the government's borrowing limit by $2.5 trillion Tuesday. The Senate voted 50-49 to approve the legislation in the afternoon, and the House later passed it 221-209. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. We appreciate that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking at least twice a day for the past 6 years, and it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation and pain. And taken regularly, this stuff will work. You don't just take it when you need it. You take it, get it in your system, it stays there, and it's an all-natural remedy. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what's in it. It helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on at the moment. And it'll go right straight to the source of the pain, too. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical, and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And all you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you'll get the 3-week quick start, and you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not that product will work for you or not. And I'm telling you, it's worked for me and tens of thousands of other people, too. Relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good to be with you, Captain. Always like to spend my Wednesday morning before the sunrise with you.
And we do. And there's a lot of people traveling right now listening to us. And I just had somebody type in and said, are you talking about the Republican Party? Do they have a Liberty Caucus? Well, that's not exactly what it is. So let's start from scratch. Now, what is the Republican Liberty Caucus?
That's good. Yeah, we are neither chartered nor affiliated with the Republican Party, which is a good thing because our local grassroots caucus and our state and national organization, which is rapidly growing, is able to operate independently of the Republican Party. But at the same time, we are the caucus of the Republican Party, which means where the party may come up short or those that are elected as Republicans may come up short, we can call it out. And we can say, hey, you must be for constitutionally limited government. You must be for individual rights and responsibilities, and you must be for free enterprise and free markets. It's as simple as that. We would like to think that it would be as simple as that for the party, and those that hold offices say they are Republicans, but that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we are the conscience of the Republican Party, and we meet regularly. We're not a club. We don't meet just to have dinner together and to have drinks and talk about each other and preach to the choir. We do things. So like on 18th and 19th of January, we've got six folks here from Manatee County, a couple from Sarasota, but people from all over the state. We will be lobbying in Tallahassee, and we will be twisting arms, encouraging, as the caucus of the Republican Party, with our state legislatures to make sure that the legislation, and I would say number one, you know, Governor Ron DeSantis said that if he is handed a constitutional carry bill by the legislature, he will sign it.
Yes.
So that will be front and center and one of the things that we'd like to see happen.
Well, I think it's a very good time, or a very good thing, and I think it's time for it to happen.
That is. It's not going to be easy to do because we have a state legislature that's been a little bit soft on that civil liberty of our right to self-defense in the Second Amendment. But we have a governor who's been pretty outspoken about that, and just as he called that special session and something that they otherwise would not have done to move forward beyond the COVID mandates and those things like that. It's good to have a governor in our corner, and he's not a member of the Liberty Caucus, but boy, he has so far has been a great supporter of what we want to do to hold Republicans accountable so that they are Republicans.
All right, I think I got a news bulletin coming in here. Let me see here. Hold on just a second. We are, after all, a news program. All right, gee whiz. A double fatal crash has closed eastbound I-4. Florida Highway Patrol troopers have shut down the eastbound lanes of Interstate 4 near 50th Street. The northbound ramp to this ramp of the Selman Expressway connector is also closed. There's been a double fatal over there. So as of right now, try to avoid I-4 eastbound. Get over on one of the surface streets and run it out past 50th Street before you get back on again. So, okay, I'm sorry, Colonel, but that's news.
And that's important to know. I mean, this time of day, anything that happens in I-75 and I-4, of course, wreaks havoc there in the Tampa area.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, let me continue on here. Got a couple more things to talk about. Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving, she said when she got elected this last time that it would be her last time as the leader of the party. That's what she said. Her words, not mine. All of a sudden, yesterday, she breaks her pledge with the members, and she decides that she's going to remain in leadership after 2022. Well, maybe she will, and maybe she won't. But if they lose, let's say, 60 seats in the House, which is going to be dramatic for her, they'll be calling for her head. Her party will be calling for her head, won't they?
It's a wonder. And of course, them sticking by her and retaining her leadership is part and parcel of the underlying reason why the Democrats are so worried about, and rightfully so, about 2022. It's insane, but you know what? As we watch her speaking to the public and all that, it shouldn't surprise us that the rationality has left the building and Nancy Pelosi's brain, because it certainly isn't indicated by what she has to say to folks, and that doesn't. You got to know that in private, there's got to be all kinds of folks saying, oh, you got to be kidding me. Nancy, please don't even say that. You can think that. Talk to us in private, and we will privately tell you that, well, let's wait and see how things go. That may not be a good thing. And you almost think, hey, she's almost like a Republican Party plant, the Democratic Party, to see what damage that they can do. Like you said, she's the gift that keeps on giving to Republicans for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Now, everybody's being affected by the inflation woes in the country, and this all could have been avoided if Joe Biden would have just stuck with, if nothing else, one thing, and that was the energy independence that this country had under Donald Trump, when we were paying $2 a gallon or a little bit less or a little bit more around the countryside, and we were just booming. The economy was booming. We were adding jobs. I mean, everything was going along great. But the first thing that Biden decided to do was to kibosh all of that, and as a result, I believe that energy policy that Biden has is what's caused this inflation to go out of control, because we have no control anymore of the oil. We're relying on OPEC for the prices.
Yeah, you know, just like back in 2009 when we had that downturn in the economy right there that was driven by mismanagement of housing and loans and things like that, I think you're right. I think the primary driver and the economic woes we face right now, to include inflation, is the energy sector, without a doubt.
Yes, sir.
Combined with mismanagement of our money by the Federal Reserve. I think those two things together and the inability to face the reality of what the underlying reasons and trying to ascribe it to crazy things like that nebulous thing we call COVID, that's the catch-all. Well, COVID. It's COVID. Well, there's some things that you can do that are within your control and some things that you should not do. And just as you pointed out, destroying the energy sector and continuing to voice policy measures that will do that, that's the wrong signal. Energy sector, the Federal Reserve management of our money, those two things right there, and it's not getting any better, unfortunately. And I don't think we got a Christmas present and a package to be delivered on the good side when it comes to the economy right now.
Well, remember, you can always hoist up a sailboat sail in the back of that pickup for years, and you'll be fine. All right, listen, I got to let you go, but tell us again, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. You got a Facebook page, and go over there and check it out, right?
I will see you soon. We sure do. I will see you soon. I got to go outside and hoist sail on my truck.
All right. Thanks very much, Colonel.
All right, Captain.
All righty.
All
righty. And that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. You know, we're coming back right after the break. I hear the music coming up in my ear. We're coming back right after the break with the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. And, of course, I just told you about the prices of things and whatnot. But there are scams out there everywhere right now. For God's sake, you got to be careful. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominique's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or just give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Well, it's Wednesday, And that means that after we get done talking to the Colonel, we talk to the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. And good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Happy to be here, sir.
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to take advantage of it because it's snowing, going to be snowing up north again, and we aren't going to need to worry about that, thank goodness. By the way, come on down to Florida, folks. We're wearing shorts and T-shirts down here again. Don't know how long it's going to happen because we'll have another little blast of cold air, I'm sure. But anyway, Brandon, we've got inflation, and we got all these people coming out of the woodwork just calling people, robocalls, you name it. Your bank account has been compromised. Give us a call, blah, 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 blah. Be prepared to have your Social Security number, your driver's license, or this, that, and the other. And then, of course, the IRS stuff I keep hearing about. And now we got a new one. We got a new one. Get this. Now it's the county clerk. And there's something wrong with your insurance records, please, on your car. Please call us so we can verify.
Yeah, and cell phones as well. I get cell phone calls, the AT&T calls from, but what it is, it's a text message that comes across, and it's a link, and it says, oh, this is a gift for you.
Don't answer it. Don't answer it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be careful. Don't click those links. Nope. And then also on the real estate side, you'll see properties that are advertised, and then they'll be a scam. Basically, they're looking for your deposit or an application fee.
Mm-hmm.
So be very careful about mailing money to a P.O. box, or a lot of times they'll send people by the property, but they'll say, oh, you can't go in. You can only walk the outside of the property. So that should be a red flag that is a scam.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've still got this title thing going on, where they, I don't know exactly how they do it, but they get a hold of your title, and you don't even know what's been changed, and suddenly they own the home.
Yeah, yep, and a lot of counties will allow you to register your name and attach to a certain property, to your primary residence or, property that you own, and it will give you an alert if there's a change to that title. So that's something that you can do, and I believe it's free. It should be free for most counties. And, of course, there's paid-for services as well. But, yeah, they primarily look for out-of-state owners. So if you're an out-of-state owner and you own property, in Florida or another state, you're a target for those types of activities.
Mm. Wow. It's, when it rains, it pours. I got another breaking news story coming in here. This one is, I think, from Hong Kong. Let me get it. It's coming in right now. I got a ticker thing on the breaking news. We just had a report about an accident out here on I-4, where I-4 has been shut down over east around 50th Street for a fatal accident that's over there. This is not opening as fast as it was. This was a high-rise fire in Hong Kong with 300 people. Here it is. Major fire at World Trade Center in Hong Kong. 300 people trapped on the roof of the building.
Wow.
That's not good.
Yeah, as Christians, we pray for everybody in every country across the world.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one there.
Yes, wow. Hong Kong's World Trade Center. 300 people on the roof. Wow.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know why they couldn't go down from where they were at, but they went up on the roof. But, oh, well. Okay, now back to what we were doing. The thing of it is as a consumer quarterback, there's people listening all around the country and even around the world to you and me talking right now. So that being said, what can you do to help somebody, or would you even help somebody, if they were to call you from, say, Rochester, New York, and say, listen, I got a problem. Can you give me some place to call, this, that, and the other? Can you do things like that to help people?
Well, we can give them direction. If it's something for Florida, of course, because I'm based in Tampa Bay, Florida here, especially, real estate related. My wife and I own a Keller Williams team. We could definitely do that. People buying, selling, investing. We can give great advice. We can also hook people up with great real estate agents throughout the world, in any state, across the world. We can put them in touch with their real estate agent in other markets. For our consumer quarterback radio and TV show here in Tampa Bay, we do talk to and interview and discuss topics with attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, tech experts, all types of wonderful expert contributors. So if we can't help you here locally, we can at least at some point give you some direction or potentially a referral for someone in your area.
Okay, and that's good because I do know you have people that are contributors to your program that have friends and whatnot, contacts in other parts of the country, and that's how I would think you'd be able to help them. Because I've had a number of people say, hey, I'm out here in St. Louis, I'm out here in Salt Lake, and some sort of problem, this, that, and the other. And I know they've called you because you told me they have, but I've given them your phone number, and then we go from there.
Yep, and there was a gentleman just last week that we helped out with insurance questions up in Georgia. I think it was Medicare-related, and we put him in touch with Doug, our insurance partner here locally, and he was able to service that because he has a nationwide service with that Medicare product. So, yeah, we can help in a lot of different ways, and we love doing it.
Okay, well, that's all very good. Now, I got just about 30 seconds to go here. Give us your website. Give us your link for the radio show and all that good stuff.
Yes, sir. ConsumerQB.com. It's the Consumer Quarterback Show, and our website is ConsumerQB, like quarterback.com. And you can also call us directly at 813-917-1894, 813-917-1894, and ConsumerQB.com. We'd love to help you.
All right. Thanks very much, Brandon. We look forward to talking to you next week.
My pleasure. Thanks again, Captain.
Yep, take
Appreciate
care. It. Okay, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com, the principal website. Go over there, and he can help you or put you in touch with somebody that can help you if you're having trouble. Now, folks, the big thing to think about today, of course, besides the weather, which is going to get dicey in the upper Midwest, there is a big storm coming across. Be advised of that. You truckers that are out there tonight, on the highways and byways, be careful. And if you're going across I-90, I-94, west of Chicago, I-80, I-70, I-64 is still looking good to St. Louis. West of St. Louis, though, going to have some issues. I-40, going to have some issues from Memphis west to so be advised of that. There are some winds in this system approaching 70 miles an hour. Okay? So that's going to make driving very tough. You're going to be driving in the snow once you get west of the Dakotas. And if you're going up over the top of the rocks, you've got winter storm warnings, and there's even a blizzard warning in one section of the country out west. So, again, be advised. It is wintertime, and when you go west, you truckers out there, you already know this. If you don't know it, you need to have chains, and they will stop you. They will tell you not to go anywhere if you're trying to drive with chains when the chain law goes into effect, and you don't want to get one of those tickets. They're a needless ticket when all you had to do was carry the chains to begin with, and they're not that difficult to put on, really. They're not. If my wife could put them on her side, and I could put them on mine when she was living, God rest her soul, then you guys can too. So there you go. All right. I will be back tonight, and tomorrow's Thursday, and of course Thursday we'll be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe for Have Lunch with the Captain, a special Have Lunch with the Captain. But in the meantime, everybody be careful. Take care, and remember, 'tis the season. We will be back tonight. God bless America. Stay safe, stay warm, and I'll see ya.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE
for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.